All right, so Rian, let's go back to 2021 July. Netflix, they confirmed their plans to enter the mobile gaming market, calling games another new content category for the company to offer its subscribers alongside movies and TV. Now, what I realized is that I see gamers are buzzing online. The question is, has it arrived and how can one access these games? And also, can it be the reason why they increased their prices?
So the game's rollout to Android began on the 3rd of November to Netflix subscribers in Spain and Italy, in addition to Poland, and will continue globally, but it will take several days. The games include Frosty Pops, Shooting Hoops, and Teeter Up, as well as Rogue Games, Card Blast, and then also two Stranger Things games. They will be featured in a new games row and can be found in the category drop-down menu in the Netflix app. They'll also become visible on the Google Play Store. Now, Netflix doesn't have any plans at the present moment to monetize the games directly. Currently, the titles are free to download, free from advertising, and don't include any in-app purchases. Instead, they came up with a bit of a different approach, where if you download the game and you are not a Netflix member, you will be redirected to create a Netflix account on the web. Then, of course, the price increase reflects improvements to their catalogs of movies and shows and the quality of service. And most importantly, so they can continue giving their members in South Africa more options and continuously increase value. These are, of course, the first increases since the service was launched in South Africa in 2016.
All right. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit disappointed and a bit disturbed with EA, especially with the recent statement issued alongside its latest financial results. Why have us so excited if they knew that they'll not be ready for the PGA Tour launch? And when can we expect this?
Well, the true answer to that, I guess we'll never know. They could maybe just be looking to create a little bit of suspense in the release of this new game. Of course, they did post the message in which they said that it is going to be moved away from their spring 2022 release date, but they haven't specified any additional date or any adjustment date alongside that. They are, of course, utilizing a few interesting new techniques to try and add more courses to the game that we haven't seen previously in any golf game. So I think they're maybe just bringing in a few more tweaks and, looking to put the best product out there they
Anyway,
can.
That's not our problem. That I guess it'll be a it's already a problem, but let's move on. What are the recent trends?
Well, in the trends, it seems to be even more delays. Marvel's Midnight Sun has been delayed to late 2022. And this, of course, comes as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and also the ensuing shift in the work culture. And we've actually seen more and more games having delays come in. And this has now become a fairly regular occurrence. So far, we don't have a firm date set for Marvel's Midnight Sun, but we can expect it, of course, as I mentioned, to see it in late 2022, and that it would be coming out on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, as well as Nintendo Switch.